T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Chris Herring of 538 and ESPN joining me here in studio to talk about what's going on in the NBA. Which player looks like they more belong in a different era, just based on looks? Caruso or Millsap? Because I feel like I've been watching Paul Millsap play since 87. And Caruso looks like some sort of dude that they just kind of plopped down from the late 60s in the league.
I don't even know if Caruso has an era. Like, I'm not even sure what era I would have expected somebody that looks like Caruso to be balling. He's not bad.
He's not a bad player at all.
Especially with the athleticism that he has, too. Because you see, like, you know, you see the balding and you see the blending into the court white type guy. And it's like, hey, this guy. You know, okay, he may have some good fundamentals, and then all of a sudden
he jumps over you.
Yes.
So he's sneaky athletic.
Let's not do that. Let's not do the sneaky athletic thing. He's just athletic.
Make me a bicycle clown.
We had to call a little bit of an audible for the show today, which is a good thing.
I ruined it.
No, you didn't. And it's weird because Herbie picked a day of all days to not be here. So Rick Camp is in charge of the show today. He's the executive producer. I'm Lawrence, by the way. The other voice that you heard is the voice of Jason Goff.
The ruiner.
That's also not true. The man with the great shoes.
Hi, guys. Hey, man.
What's up, brother?
How you feeling?
Man,
this is... It's a beautiful Friday in the beautiful city of Chicago. It's only 9 degrees. Yeah, 9 degrees outside. Nice. Everybody's got the big coats on with their faux fur.
I'm okay with this, like, walking around this morning, because you know how it is. You steel yourself for it. Mm-hmm. It's better than what it was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was ridiculous.
Yeah.
On every level. This was a bad day for everyone to come into town.
Yes, it was.
And everyone was complaining about the weather, and it's one of those things where I can't even... You're right. Like, you're right.
You're right.
Like, I don't find a measure of toughness in cold weather. It's just cold weather. You just got to live with it. You're not going to pick up and move unless you can. So
I think it's interesting that Wilbon is out here doing all this. Extra.
Don't do this.
Wait, looks up primary residence.
Don't do this.
Phoenix,
don't
Arizona. Do this. Okay, so I won't do it, but this is what happens when Jay
just strays for everybody who's in town that might hear it, you know?
Well, the beautiful thing about, like, this is why I love working with you, because working with you allows me to not always be the straight man.
Oh, yeah.
I get to have a little bit of fun instead of being the serious guy.
That's what you're supposed to be, though, right?
I mean, agreed.
When you look at a face like Shane Reardon's, how can you not think fun, right? When you hear the voice of a Rick Camp, how can you not think fun? Like, if we're not having fun with this, what the hell are we doing? Like, even with on the TV thing. Like,
yes.
If you're not going to crack some jokes, make fun of Kendall, him make fun of me, Will just stare at both of us oddly, like, that's what it's supposed to be. You're sitting around talking with your people, and you know, you're in your privileged position, and you keep it moving.
Well, I'm glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you, too, man. I missed the Super Bowl party. I apologize.
It's all good.
Yeah. I heard it was fun, though. Heard Rick Camp stood up the whole time.
Well, Rick Camp is he's a delight, and I'm glad that he made the trip to the South Side.
Yeah.
It was fun. We kept it real. We kept it a buck.
Uh-oh.
I had Gene and Terrence at the party.
Did you really?
Gene's going to be here in a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he's part of the Bulls roundtable. So we kept it.
Yeah.
We kept it South Side, man.
Gene is one of the good ones, man. Him and Terrence do a great job with the bigs. There's a lot of really, really good dudes who are, and young ladies who are around the city covering all the sports that you may not be, you know, up to date on. Like, those guys are at the high school games and, you know, at these random gyms making
just,
sure.
Because they love ball.
Just covering the scene. And this is the epicenter of the NBA this weekend. So should be a decent time. Last night was a little surreal, you know. Because you see a lot of people that you're not used to seeing. Like, I'm used to seeing NBA guys. But then you turn around and there's, like, entertainers and all these people around, and you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be the weird dude. So you're just standing there and you're just looking around and you're like, all right, maybe I shouldn't be here. Like, last night I was supposed to be out very late because there was a couple of parties, and I was like, all 1 o'clock, I'm going to take it in because there's a long weekend to be had and there's a lot of things to do. And the day stuff is going to be more fun to me than the nighttime activity because this is a great city to party in or go to any events. But
agreed.
The daytime stuff where all these activations are happening, the retired players brunch, the Legends dinner, all those things. I'm looking forward to it, man. Really, really looking forward to all.
Well, let me ask you something, because I've got a credential for this weekend to check out some stuff, and I'm trying to figure out how much of it I'm going to do. So I ran this by Chris Herring yesterday. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced All-Star Saturday Night, and I feel like as far
as... Are you on credential for it?
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like that's the event I want to see. But then he brought something up. He said, well, yes, being there is cool, but with the dunk contest... You kind of want to be at home because the replay is what it's about. So in my mind, I was thinking I would go listen to Adam Silver because he's going to speak at 6 o'clock.
State of the NBA address.
And then do All-Star Saturday Night. But should I do something else? Like, I got to work tonight on STL. Hmm. And should I go? And
Are you asking Radio Jay or are you asking your guy Jay?
Well, I know that stuff I'll text you and ask you of where I should go, but as far as an NBA
a few different
event,
things you could do.
What should I go to the Futures game? Should I go to the Celebrity game?
Yeah, I mean, go to all that stuff. Go to as much as you possibly can or that you want to, right? The Celebrity game is.
I'd be tired.
Yeah, who are you telling? Who are you telling? Yesterday was the first day in a week that my day didn't start at 4:45 and end at like 1 a.m.
Yeah. Max Kellerman was feeling that too.
Yeah, he's losing his voice. He's out here bad.
You can tell when media people have been out in the streets.
Yeah,
the voices don't sound quite right. They don't look good.
And mine is sparkly. Mine is full of life and ready to roll. Now Saturday might be a different situation. You know what? I'm gonna have all my score guys come out and meet me somewhere beside Shane. But everybody else, Rick, you, Jay. Jay can tell Hope, hey, I'm out with golf this weekend. Tanny, you know, tell Odie, see you on Sunday.
That's fine.
Let's get it.
I'm with that.
Crib is open.
I was actually surprised because we were over at Stake and I did an interview with All the Smoke, which is coming up at 12:45-ish. We'll run it. And Shane actually was all right. Like, he didn't get nervous. He seemed comfortable.
I've been working in radio for like 7 years now.
Watch out now. Get out of his way.
When's the last time I got nervous for anything?
You've never been nervous?
I tracked down Derrick Rose yesterday. Ooh, when's the last time you saw him get
not
nervous?
Not D. Rose.
D. Rose was on the afternoon show yesterday.
This is the only radio station in the city that Derrick Rose did an exclusive with.
Stuff.
I know, right?
I see you.
I'm not about to sit down and let this happen.
Hey, Shane.
Shane replaces nervous with getting to 10 in a third time.
Yeah, well, his anger, this is the wrong weekend for Shane's amount of anger. But, you know, Shane, I'm never begrudging you, man. You are a diligent, hard worker.
You literally
just begrudged
me.
No, that was me. Lawrence.
That was a different black guy.
Yeah, we sound the same. You're looking right at us, though. We don't sound the same nor look the same.
We really don't.
Yeah. It's my bad.
Yeah. It's kinda...
That's why it would work. But no, seriously, though. Seriously, though.
It is an affable segment.
It really is. Until it's not. Until it's not.
Until we're suspended.
Yeah. Never. Not suspended.
I mean,
just cut loose. No, seriously though, Shane, if you want to roll around this weekend, man, like we should throw it out there too. We should like pick 5 scoreheads and then we all go hang out.
See,
and
we should have thought of this earlier.
You know, Shane, you're welcome to come over to the crib.
You see me roll.
You could cook for us, right? A little role reversal. We hang out for a little bit.
A texter brings up a great point. Are you even okay after your juice cleanse that took you out of work earlier this week?
You did a juice cleanse?
Yeah, it wasn't a good decision.
Mr. Steak himself did a juice cleanse.
Is there somebody new in your life?
No.
Why'd you do this then?
Well, is there somebody old in your life?
I filled my body with so much red meat and alcohol, and I just needed a reset, you know? I need a little bit of a reset.
Yeah.
And I went a little too hard. You're supposed to wind down your diet to when, like, the beginning of the juice cleanse, and I didn't do that. I just kind of started, and it was a bad 18
Yeah, you're not
hours.
Supposed to do that.
The first day was great, but then I woke up at 2 a.m., and everything was just...
We got you.
Yeah.
I'm going very gradual on the diet part of that.
Yeah.
Just, by like 2025, I might be ready for the juice cleanse.
Hey, man, the last 2 years I've told myself that I was going to slim down. And you know what? You know, I just tell people now, this is success. That's all that is. Don't worry about it. You know,
there's a lot of people out there counting your money anyway, though, Jay.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, I wish, but you know,
it's amazing.
Yeah, that's why I got to get out of here in 2 minutes.
Yeah, because the expiration.
Because you know,
eventually I
always want to leave on a good note, right? And then Shane's anger, and
I'm taking you down a bad path.
All of a sudden, it's going to be a podcast again, and you know, we don't want that. Everybody's happy.
I feel like Mr. Gill should we actually do work at the same place now?
Tony or Kendall?
Mr. Gill.
Oh, so Kendall.
Tony.
Okay, Tony.
Because he's not my boss. So that's what we have to call him. I feel like if he's the guy that's in charge of podcasts and you and I work at the same place, that perhaps.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't you cross promote on this here radio station.
Oh, no. Mitch is totally good.
Yeah, Mitch is the truth.
In fact, that's what ended up being my whole Super Bowl thing. So I've had to, over the last 3 weeks, I've been at Super Bowl week and now at All-Star week. Yeah. It's a lot.
You're quite the thought. You have, there are very few people who have made it to Super Bowl and All-Star weekend, back-to-back weekends, that don't have, you know, very large heels on. So I'm happy for you, my man.
Yeah, I'm trying to survive it. But we're
I just call my guy a thought on
it's
radio.
It's totally fine. Yeah.
For the 17% out there, laugh as hard as you need to laugh
this
right
demo
now.
This demo doesn't know what thought is.
Not at all.
Some of them
not
do, and that's what we could bring. But never mind.
That's what we could bring.
We could bring.
What is this, like a test case? Like, are we selling ourselves right
Urban
now?
Urban Dictionary Radio.
All I'm saying is that
it wasn't that good.
Is that this is what I then will package and then present and go, see, and then they'll say no.
Don't do that. Don't do that. We are, hey, I'm proud of you. Happy for you as always. This is really nice. This is like the third time I've been in new studios, and every time I see it, I think about Belmont.
Oh God!
Every time I see it, I think about Belmont and sitting next to the antenna and getting all that good radiation.
I have some thoughts on that.
What the antenna? Yeah. What it did to us?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, man. Yeah, you see this? It's not supposed to be like this at 39. You know,
Jason,
my hair went too soon.
Before you do leave, let me be the first.
Anytime
to
I
say
look
here.
At food, I get bigger.
Oh, what's
welcome
up?
Good to see
your
Chicago.
Show.
Thank you, man.
Welcome
I appreciate it.
I'm glad you're back in the city.
Hey, man, it's good to be back. You know, been back for a couple weeks now. You know, shaking a can down in Atlanta for a little bit, and then you know, bounced out to Boston. But it's good to be back, and it's good to hang out with you guys. I am tired of BSing with y'all now.
So. I really appreciate the text.
Really
said
Boston, good for
thought
you,
ass huh? Lawrence. Yeah, that's died. Nice. Right
no,
there.
Yeah, don't make that a thing. By the way,
no,
that,
I like it.
Only,
it's fine.
Only I can.
I'm
mess
a clout
with Lawrence
chaser.
On that.
It's totally fine.
No, you're not. No,
I'm
you're not.
Really
there
not.
Are a lot of those people in this business, but you're not one of them. You're not one.
I just go home.
I appreciate you too for not like reaching out and being like, hey, man. What's up with All-Star Weekend? Because there are a lot of people on my phone that think I'm ignoring them, and I am. Because I can't do anything for you, because I can't do anything for myself this
Devontae hour. Devontae Stone, I walk in, Devontae Stone was like, yo, L, can I get some All-Star
yeah.
tickets? I'm like, yeah, I got them right in my pocket.
What do people, listen, there are people paying $3,500 for 300-level tickets. For the All-Star game.
Oh, my.
$3,500.
American dollars?
Yes, American currency, fam. So I can't do anything for you. And all my family, they haven't asked because they know better. And the people, I had one dude text me. He's like, yo, I haven't asked all year long. And I'm like, that's the way you're going to start the text? Kind of like the way Shane starts text.
That's like immediately, you know? Like, you ain't getting it.
Right.
So he's passive, like, aggressive ass.
I ain't asked for nothing all year, man, but thinking maybe you could swing some All-Star tickets. You know, for me and my four sons, I'm like,
no, y'all can come see Bulls Charlotte, though.
You got a starting five. Go warm up, and hopefully one day one of them can get you to the All-Star game. That's how I see it.
Straight up just like, you got some All-Star tickets.
Yes.
Man.
Yes. Like my.
And he was half playing, but not
really. He was serious.
Yeah.
The DMs are closed. I can't. You know what the problem is? TV is a lie. People think that you can do a lot more because they see you on television.
It's true.
Nothing has changed with me. I'm still the same person. I'm still going to say no to you on every level. I still have disdain in my heart for you. Stop texting me.
Stop asking Jay for All-Star tickets. Also, I don't have any.
I'm playing.
Do we have any more of like, we're all out of like the.
What do we
the
have?
Stuff over at Uh-oh. Navy Pier. Like, we sent
yeah,
enough
the
people
NBA
to that.
Event, we're out of that. Yeah. We stopped that yesterday.
All right, well, I got nothing for you either. So
so keep listening just for the entertainment and sheer joy of listening to Lawrence Holmes. That's it.
I like that.
Simple
That's
as that.
Quality promo.
Hey, I can still do it. I can still do it.
Amazing.
Yeah, one day.
I'm glad you're back.
Oh, I got a t-shirt?
Hey, welcome back.
What's this?
It's an NBA All-Star t-shirt.
Wow.
Which I think is hysterical considering that I'm looking at a pair of shoes that Jay got that are
yeah, but they go with the
they go
t-shirt.
Perfectly with the shirt.
LeBron James is I'm a fan.
And you go perfectly with the shirt.
I don't know if people know this about me, but I like LeBron. Thank you, Mitch. Oh, Mitch. Man, this is
I also work here.
I should come back once every three or four months. You know what I mean?
I might like a shirt.
This is good to be here.
Probably like a small or something.
No, no, it's the right size too. This is amazing. This is how you guys treat all your guests?
Yeah.
I never should have worked here. I could have got treated this way all the time.
If you'd been here like 2 weeks earlier, I would have given you a Hub 51 card because they like sponsor our guests.
Wow.
But
we
ran out of cards.
Man.
We need more cards, Hub 51.
This is you know what? I'm just happy to be in y'all's presence. This is awesome. I've been watching some very trying basketball for the last 5 months.
It's true.
And it's good to kind of get a break, you know, kind of rest and relax and reset, see some people you know. You know, Kendall's feeling different about, you know, things these last couple of days because he gets to reset and relax. Will, I saw Will yesterday.
I've seen Will everywhere.
Will is out here, man. He was at Lurie's yesterday hanging out with the kids.
I saw Ron Harper out there.
Dude.
That was great to see.
I turned around last night and Allen Iverson and Trey Songz are behind me. And I'm sitting there like, you guys don't understand. That's Allen Iverson. Like, you know, Trey Songz is cool, right? Trey Songz, a lot of hits. You know, the ladies love him. You know, he's got abs. That's cool. But Allen Iverson, that's Allen Iverson.
I hit up your sister 2 days ago because I did a podcast with our buddy Kenzie from B96.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And Kenzie, here's the tease. The tease is at one point, Kenzie figured out a way to get Trey Songz's underwear. And I knew that your sister would appreciate that story. So you should listen to LoHo Daily with Kenzie out in these streets talking about Trey Songz.
You got to listen to it. Usually get the,
it's a whole thing.
Thrown at him?
It's a thing.
All right. Well, I mean, good for him if that's how he's trying to give it up.
That's how, apparently.
I'm never that secure. Never at all. Never that sure to just say, here's a pair of game worn.
How do you feel? No, I don't think they were game worn, but you can just listen to the LoHo Daily podcast and you'll find it. Jay,
all right, my brother.
I appreciate
you. Good to see you, man.
I'm proud of you.
And good to see all the texters in the same energy.
Yeah.
The love and all that good stuff. Hey, it's good to always good to walk through these halls and see everybody.
The right person got that job.
Ah, my man. Yeah, I appreciate you. And I agree.
I agree, too.
I agree.
That is Jason Goff. You can watch him do Bulls pre and post.
Starting stuff.
What?
You know what you're starting.
I feel like I finished it.
Yeah, but you know, I don't want to be.
People say things and
yeah,
then.
Yeah, but you know.
They don't fact check.
We fly high, right?
You
fly high.
No. So you can watch Jay on NBC Sports Chicago. He's the right person for the job. Pre and post on Bulls games once those games come back. They've been doing some great stuff this week with All-Star in town. You can follow Jason on Twitter at Jason1Goff. And just welcome him back. Just welcome him back to Chicago because he's been gone.
I'll see everybody at Soldier Field who will be at the Soldier Field Stadium party, by the way. If you'll be out there, you know, just come up and say, yo.
See?
I'll buy you a drink.
This guy knows where everything is. When we come back, I talk with the guys with the All the Smoke podcast. Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson. It's a great interview, and they had some things to say about your Chicago Bulls. I'll share that with you next here on The Score. This segment is sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. Make a resolution to lose weight with Nutrisystem for Men, just like Mully from The Morning Show, who lost weight over the past 3 months, and he seems pretty happy about it, too. Join today, and when you buy your first month of food, you'll get another month absolutely free. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio to get started. Join Northwestern basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Penn State, and Minnesota. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now, nusports.com. So my day started a little earlier today. Mitch and Shane had set up this interview with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. I was like, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to get to talk with the two hosts of the All the Smoke podcast. And it absolutely did happen, and I'm so happy it did. If you haven't checked out their podcast, you should. You should also check out their streaming on YouTube and with Showtime. It's pretty amazing. These guys, they don't pull punches, both literally and figuratively. I sat down with them over at Steak earlier this morning. This was our conversation about the NBA and the Bulls.
This is exciting. Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson, Captain Jack himself.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
It's good to talk to you guys. I've been checking out the podcast, and I only have a few questions about the podcast. Okay. I want to know, why did you guys feel like your voices were necessary to kind of add to the basketball ecosystem?
It kind of came up randomly. I think we were both working for Fox and ESPN at the time and getting great feedback for our authenticity and our realness and to the point, you know, how we spoke, and then obviously our experience in the game. You know, so we were at my place in the Bay fellowshipping, and I was just like, you know, let's do something together. And now we're here. It was really that random. That's how random it started. And you know, who would ever thought 14 episodes in we'd be one of the biggest podcasts in the game?
Jack, what about you? What made you say me and Matt should team up?
Well, similar to what he said, we both were doing TV and we both were killing it. And I was getting so many DMs and so many comments on my social media. You and Matt, the two realists in the game, y'all need to do a show. And the fact that me and him are already brothers, it was an easy fix because, you know, we always hanging out. So just hanging out, talking about it, casually talking about it, and Matt having the connects to make it happen. And we actually was doing some stuff on our Instagram Live together, where we'd go on Instagram Live and talk about sports, and we were getting 5,000 to 10,000 people on to watch. So, you know, it was a no-brainer after that. And like you said, just happened organically, you know, with Showtime giving us this platform, and we just doing our job.
When you guys were playing, did you think that any of this would even be possible? Because let's be real. You guys are on the court are volatile personalities. Did you think that someone would give you money and a microphone?
No, not really. You know, it was, to be honest with you, I don't even think we really thought about it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really even know what a podcast was until I had one. Like, I heard of it. I had never listened to one. You know, but to think, you know, I think that same volatility and realness and wearing our heart on our sleeve has transitioned over to this post-career, and it has is main reason why we're both successful is because what you see is what you get. You know, there's obviously some volatility to everyone. There's, you know, everyone gets emotional at times. But we were able to hone that in post-career and really be authentic and from the cuff from it. And things are so watered down and sugar-coated these days and lies that – you know, we hear that we're a breath of fresh air when it comes to just really talking the game and keeping it real.
I think you guys are almost like lie detectors, too. I was listening to a couple of the episodes. I think it's important that you guys get players on and they trust you that you're not going to go crazy with the content. Right. You're going to allow them to say what they need to say.
Right.
Was there ever a spot where when you guys were playing, you felt like you would have needed that it would have been helpful to have something like what you guys do?
Too many times. I mean, right. I can go to one incident now, even the brawl situation. If I was able to have a platform to speak my mind and explain what happened that day at the brawl like I can now, because when I tell people when I first went in the stands, if you look at the video, I grabbed Ron. I didn't hit the guy until another beer was thrown in his face. Now people are like, oh, yeah, you did. So if I was able to talk about stuff like that when it happened, maybe I wouldn't have been suspended so many games. So having this platform now for other guys to speak their minds and to tell their stories is benefiting them. So they don't mind coming onto our shows because they know we've been in their shoes. They know we're not bringing them on the show to belittle them in no type of way. And they know it's a platform for them to get their opinion out and tell their side of whatever story they want to tell.
Yeah, I think it's to piggyback on, I think it's very important. Because there really hasn't been an outlet like this, so to speak. You know, normally what the media says is what the media, you know, what it is. You know, now that obviously the players have platforms on their social media and everything, they can kind of tell their side. But I think overall to be able to come on a show where you feel comfortable enough to let your hair down and be vulnerable and be real. You know, that Kobe interview was, you know, obviously his last interview, but a legendary interview from the standpoint that he really was just comfortable and things were flowing. And you know, luckily we have that knack to – the guys trust us and they know what we're about. So they know, like you said, they know when they come to us, it's not going to be on no. It's going to be more about let's really get your side of the story. And I think, you know, obviously with KD, you know, KD is a very controversial superstar right now. For him to be our last guest on the show and for him to really be able to tell his side, I think it may have changed a lot of people's point of view about him.
Yeah, that was what I was referencing because I was listening to it last night. And there was an instant comfort from him. Mm-hmm. It wasn't one of those things where sometimes, I mean, I interview for a living and it takes people a little while to warm up.
Yep.
And you guys seem to be able to have that instantly. Where do you think that comes from?
Well, our personalities, you know, like you said, what you see is what you get with us. I think everybody know that when you come sit down or talk to us, whether it's on camera or off camera, we're going to be real with you. I mean, we're not going to sugarcoat anything. And I think that's people respect that. And a lot of guys that come on our show, even guys that we really don't are known to hanging out with, we didn't see them off camera or off the court somewhere. We didn't have a conversation or they hung out a little bit. So guys are comfortable with us. And guys know it's nothing fake about us. When you sit down, when you come around us, everything is real. We don't have no motives where we're trying to bring you in and try to belittle you to make our show hot. We're not doing nothing like that. You know, it's everything. We know how to disagree but keep the respect there. And everybody, and that's the thing with us. We have the respect, but we give it back.
I was listening to the Steph Curry interview, and you guys brought up something that I think is really important. There are a lot of people that look at Steph on the court and they'll try to be Steph and they'll do it from outside in, mm-hmm. where they're just like, well, let me go, Jack. I think you even talked about your son, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. doing that. Mm-hmm. What's the part of what he does on the floor that young kids that are watching him be spectacular at the NBA don't realize about how they can get there?
He's being him.
He's being him, but he starts out of the basket. You know, we see the finished product. We see the most prolific three-point shooter in the history of the game, but it started under the basket, and it worked his way out. And getting a chance to play with him when we won a championship in 17 and seeing his work ethic before and after practice and the shots he takes and some of the crazy shots he takes that he actually works on. You know, like, oh, that's a lucky. Like, nah, Steph works on these left-handed, left-foot shots and spinning around and doing all this crazy stuff. So I just think his work ethic is one of the best, and we're seeing the finished product. So I think kids and the way he's been able to transform the game, they think, okay, let's just start by bombing threes, and that's not really what he was about.
But it's also started with him being a kid, being in NBA arenas, being around NBA players, being able to shoot and get advice from these guys as a youngster. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where it really started. You can't buy that game. No. You know, I didn't meet an NBA player until I was, I think, on my way to the NBA, yeah. My first NBA player. So just to be able to grow up around that, all that had a hand in him being one of the best shooter ever.
I'm trying to fix the Bulls. That's the reaction that most fans get.
Rewind. Go back in time.
Well, you guys are looking, you have what they call the 30,000-foot view. Mm-hmm. When you look at the Bulls right now over the last few years, what do you think? What do you see?
I mean, I love Zach LaVine. What is it, Markham? What is his other kid's name?
Lowry Markkanen.
Yeah, I like him a lot. They have a few pieces. I just think it's been tough, you know, hearing stuff with the coach and the players not really getting along. You know, like you said, it's that 30,000-foot view. We're not in Chicago. We don't really know what's going on. But from the outside looking in, it looks like there's a little bit of trust factor between the players and coaches. And then outside of that, you just have to have talent. You know, talent is what wins games. You know, so obviously Zach LaVine is one of the bright young players in the game. Markham, he's a tough player too. But you know, you got to continue to add pieces, and they haven't really been able to add pieces since they lost Jimmy.
It's hard to ever get it right after having a player like Michael Jordan. It's going to be hard to measure that up. They've had Derrick Rose, they had Jimmy Butler, they had some great players that they wasn't able to keep due to management, not trusting management. So I think that was a big problem. Like he said, I like Zach LaVine. They got some young guys here that they can build off of. But I think if they do get guys of the caliber of Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler, they got to find some way to keep them happy, because they had a great team with that Joakim Noah team. If they could have kept those guys happy and kept them around and build off them, I think it could have been something good. But at the point now where they're at now, they need to keep these young guys and try to keep them happy and see what the problem is with management.
Do you guys think that brand is still strong, like the Bulls brand?
It's going to always be strong.
But at
Chicago's
the same
time, one of the basketball meccas.
Yeah,
so.
I agree with the brand being strong, but I think today what's weird is kids don't care about history and tradition anymore. You know, it's really about, you know, what's on your phone, what have you done for me lately? So with all due respect to everything Mike and Pip and Phil did here, kids today don't care about that. Mm-hmm. You know, they what's new, what's the latest? The Golden State is new, that's what's hot. You know, now they're having a down year. Mm-hmm. But it's not really so much, even if you look at, you know, the tradition of college, it's not so much about tradition anymore. You know, in college, it's about where am I going to get the best shoes, and and can I get out in 1 or 2 years and be ready to be a pro? Mm-hmm. So I think tradition these days doesn't matter as much to kids as just a good solid program or a good solid just team at the end of the day.
Guys, who's a guest that you want to get on the podcast that you haven't gotten to yet?
Well, now me, the guest, a guest that I think I want to have on the show. That's a great question. It's a lot of people that I want to have on the show. I think if I had to just name somebody fresh off the top of my head, would be Obama.
I'll be at Chicago's own. Obama. Yeah, we need Obama. That would Obama would be real dope. Magic Johnson would also, I think, be another big one for us.
There's actually been some talk in Chicago that one of the ways the Bulls could kind of rebrand and jumpstart is to bring Obama in to be like an owner.
Why not?
That would be dope.
I think that would be amazing.
Yeah, he has the power to pull a player. Everybody know he's a real basketball fan. Everybody know if he was a part of the organization, it'd be ran right with some respect and some dignity. I think definitely that would be big. Being from Chicago, that would be big for the organization.
Yeah, I think that'd be dope.
Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. The podcast is great. All the smoke. If you haven't, wherever you get your podcast from, you can check it out. Wherever you get them. And do them a favor. They don't need it, but rate it. Yeah. Write a review. Give them 5 stars because it helps with placement. All the Smoke Podcast, Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson.
Man, thank you.
Guys, thank you so much.
You can also find it on Showtime Basketball YouTube. You can watch it because it's fun listening to it. But, you know, when you watch it and see the interactions, and then we also got some skits coming. We got some animation coming. So we got some other cool visual stuff to see, too. So you can also, you know, obviously get it on any platforms to stream podcasts. But to be able to watch it visually is something special as well. But thank you for having us.
Shout out to 670 to school.
We appreciate Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes and all the Smoke Podcast and Showtime for having us out for that interview. When we come back, we're going to do a Bulls roundtable. Yep. I brought in some people that know the team, that cover the league. I'm going to ask them their thoughts about your Chicago Bulls next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.